بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Islam spread by the winning of hearts, not by the winning of arguments. Islam did not spread by the sword, and it didn't spread by the evil tongue, which is worse than the sword. Islam spread because Muslims were seen as beneficial, not just beneficial to each other, but beneficial to everybody, Muslim or not Muslim. As long as Muslims maintained this practice of being beneficial to everyone, Islam spread, people loved Muslims, Muslims had influence. And when this changed and Muslims started first getting fully engrossed in themselves, engrossed in the pursuit of pleasure and self-indulgence, and then they also became harmful to others, that is when Islam lost its sheen, Muslims lost their influence, and people changed and they turned away from Islam. Obviously, the solution is clear. I don't think anyone needs to ask, what do we need to do? Because what we need to do is abundantly clear to anybody who is willing to hear, who is willing to see. And that is, in one line, become beneficial once again. And how do you become beneficial? You become beneficial by being, first and foremost, by being polite, by being nice, by being friendly, where people experience something good from you. That's why there are many ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about things which might appear to be very fundamental and basic and simple, and they're not complex, they're not highfalutin, they're not complex. They're very simple things. For example, the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, where Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which act in Islam is the best? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to give food, meaning to feed, to give food and to greet everyone, whether you know them or you do not know them. Whether you know them or you do not know them. Now think about this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to greet everybody, whether you know them or whether you do not know them. Now we know from the way of speaking that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use, as well as from the understanding of this terminology in the Quran and Hadith, that things like near neighbors, far neighbors, those we know, those we don't know, this refers to Muslims and non-Muslims. Don't know may be taken literally, meaning strangers. So you're walking on the street and somebody is walking, coming from the opposite direction, you just raise your hand, you greet them, you say hi. This is greeting a person who you don't know. It also means greeting a person don't know, meaning a Muslim is somebody you know, meaning he is your brother or sister. The other person is your brother and sister in humanity. It's the famous, there's a famous quote of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu. He said that there are two kinds of, we have two kinds of brothers. Brothers in faith and brothers in humanity. And of course, brothers means, this is not a linguistic, this is not a biological gender we are referring to. This is a semantic gender. When we say brothers, we mean brothers and sisters. So greeting everybody is what spreads goodness. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, feed people. He didn't say feed only Muslims. He said feed people. the tafsir of the ayat of Surah Al-Insan, يُطْعِمُنَا الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Where the tafsir, they said these people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Muslims and said, these are the people who feed others even though they need the food themselves. And in others, he said, yatimam wa miskinam wa asira. The yatim, the orphan, the miskin, the person who is destitute, but who does not ask, it's not a beggar, but it's somebody who's in desperate need. And asira is a prisoner. All three of these, Allah did not mention Muslim yatim, Muslim miskin, Muslim asir, Muslim prisoner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yutimua ta'ama ala hubbihi miskinaw wa yatima wa asira. For the miskin, for the yatim, for the asir. Allah did not specify that they need to first check their faith before feeding them. So, obviously it makes sense as well, because if you want to win the hearts of people, who are the people? Everybody. Everybody's people. So if you want to win the hearts of everybody, you need to be good to everybody. I can't win the hearts of people by being selectively good only to people of my kind and not be good to people who are different from me, whether that's different in faith or in race or in nationality or in color or in any way. Islam does not promote or stand for or accept discrimination between people and against people for any reason whatsoever. All the hukukul ibad, all the rights of the people, these are not hukukul muslimin, they are hukukul ibad. These are not the rights of Muslims, these are the rights of people. And they are the same in Islam. Justice is justice. There is no separate framework for justice for Muslims. It's the same justice for a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Where people have invented, and I know that there were different laws which were enacted during different empires, where the punishment for murder, for example, if the murder was committed by a Muslim, the punishment was lighter, whereas the murder was committed by a non-Muslim, the punishment was more severe. This is not from the Sunnah of Rasulullah. This is not from Islam. This is what the Muftis of the time invented to please their bosses, the kings, and so they made these discriminatory laws. In Islam, there's no discrimination, there are no discriminatory laws. For example, one of the laws that was enacted by the Abbasids was that if a non-Muslim converted to Islam, he would still have to pay jizya because he was not Arab. Now, jizya was a tax that was levied on non-Muslims. It was not a penal tax. It was not an extraordinary tax. It was not a tax levied as a punishment. It was a tax that was levied on non-Muslims in lieu of zakat, which was levied on the Muslims. So, obviously, if you are living in a state, then you pay some tax. The tax on the Muslims was called zakat. The tax on the non-Muslims was called jizya. Jizya was also negotiated between the ruler and the leaders of the non-Muslims to say what would be fair, and they would accept it, and this is what was levied. It was never meant to be a kind of punishment tax. But when kings became kings and they stopped being righteous, then they needed the money. And when people started entering Islam, they thought, well, this is bad news, because now they are not going to be paying this jizya, because zakat has specific rules in terms of who it can be distributed to. The kings couldn't just pocket the zakat, but with the jizya they did that, so they pocketed it. So they decided that, okay, no, even if the person is accepting Islam, we are not going to exempt him from jizya. He will not be allowed to pay zakat. He will still have to pay jizya. So now, when the person became Muslim, you are punishing him, because if he became Muslim, he automatically had to pay zakat, because that is part of the arkan of Islam, it's part of the aqidah, part of the creed. But he would have to continue also to pay jizya, which means that if a person did not accept Islam, he paid one tax, but he accepted Islam, he now paid two taxes. So obviously that put put a stop to conversions to Islam. So this is unfortunately what happens when we go away from the Sunnah of Rasulullah. So Rabbi did not make all of this. He made the laws and he told us to be nice, to greet everybody and to feed everybody and to strengthen the ties of kinship with our people. In another hadith, in At-Tirmidhi, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, who used to be a Jewish rabbi before he accepted Islam, he said, I heard Rasulullah saying, O people, exchange greetings of peace, afshu salam. And then he said, feed people. He said, feed people. And he said, strengthen the ties of kinship and be in prayer when others are asleep, which refers to tahajjud. And he said, if you do this, you will enter Jannah in peace. You will enter Jannah in peace. Now, the hadith begins with, Ya ayyuhan nas. He's not saying, Ya ayyuhal muslimun, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. No, he said, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshus salam. And he says, spread the salam. And then he said, feed the people. Right? Feed the people. And then he said, and do sila rahmi, which is strengthen the kind, the ties of kinship. And he said, wasallu annas ni'am. And he said, pray when people are sleeping. Tadkhulul jannata bis salam. And you will enter Jannah in peace. Once again, he is not saying greet only Muslims, he is saying greet everybody. Now, we have all kinds of arguments and counter-arguments about whether or not we should greet non-Muslims, whether or not we should return a festival greeting. For example, if a Christian says to you, Merry Christmas, what are you going to say to that person? If a person tells you Eid Mubarak, what are you going to say to that person, and so on and so forth. My submission to you is, do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you to do, which is to greet the people. Take for example, if you ask people, they will tell you, if you ask this, I get asked this question quite often. People say, if a non-Muslim tells me Assalamu alaikum, how must I respond to him? Should I say to him Wa alaikum assalam or not? Now, my first question to him is, why did the non-Muslim say Assalamu alaikum to you first? Because if you are so particular about this, then you should have said to him hi or good morning or whatever it was first, and then you would not have put yourself into this problem in the first place. Right? Number one. Number two, since you didn't have the akhlaq to do that, he said to you Assalamu alaikum. So, what do you think you should say to him? So, this person will tell me, I will not say Wa alaikum assalam, I will say Wa alaikum. So then I ask him, what is the meaning of Wa alaikum? Wa alaikum means what? Wa alaikum means and to you also. And to you also. Which is another way of saying it is same to you. Right? Same to you. So if I say to you, good morning, and you tell me same to you, what are you saying to me? You are saying good morning. If I tell you, peace be on you, and you tell me same to you, what are you saying to me? You are saying peace be on you. So if you say, if somebody says Assalamu alaikum, and if you say to him Wa alaikum, what are you saying to him? You are saying same to you. So alhamdulillah, say same to you. Which means what? Which means Wa alaikum assalam. So if the person says Assalamu alaikum, and if you say Wa alaikum assalam, believe me, the sky won't fall on your head. Believe me, you will not become a kafir, you will not become a murtad, you will not go to Jahannam. You will only have proved your good akhlaq. And you would have proved that you are somebody who is polite. Believe me, whatever else you think you are violating, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who are going to jump up and down and get very hot under the collar about all this, most welcome, please do that. My point is that the good outweighs whatever imaginary evil that may lie in this. We live in a world today where we are living in pluralistic societies. We are living in societies which are, where we, meaning Muslims, are minorities, where we, meaning Muslims, are not from that country, so we are foreigners. no matter what you say, no matter how many times you tell me that you were born in that country, it doesn't make a difference. You are a foreigner in that country because you are from a different race. You are from a religion which is even more foreign to them. The least you can do is to be polite, is to be nice, is to be pleasant, is to be friendly, is to show people through your good manners and good akhlaq and your good and your proper etiquette in greeting that you are somebody who is worth knowing, that you are somebody who is worth accepting into their society. This is my position, and I thought I should make this clear because many people ask me these questions. And so I say to you that don't imagine that your religion is so weak and shaky that by saying wa alaikum assalam to somebody, you are going to be out of your religion. If you really believe that, then I think you need to take a serious look at your own religious commitment and your own strength of your iman. Because how is it that your iman is so weak that by saying wa alaikum assalam to somebody, you are going to leave the religion? You are not leaving anything. And if you are saying wa alaikum, believe me, you are saying exactly the same thing. That you don't understand that because you don't know Arabic. But if you knew Arabic, you would know that there's no difference. If you say to somebody wa alaikum, you mean and on you also, you're saying same to you, same what? Same whatever he sent you in the first place. So if he sent you something good in the first place, you say same to you, sending back the same good thing to him. So what's the big deal? So really, seriously, my brothers and sisters, please try and understand, open your eyes, wake up, smell the coffee. Don't try to live as if you are living in a cocoon, because then the awakening will be very painful. So don't do that to yourself. Be nice to people, be polite to people, smile, be friendly, be open, right? And then don't try to shove Islam down somebody's throat. We have some very embarrassing situations sometimes we put ourselves in because of the way we behave with people. Take that frown off your face. I mean, this is one of the tragedies that I find, that when young people, especially when the moment they become religious, the first thing that happens is that they get a frown on their face. They don't smile anymore. They go around looking like death warmed up. Believe me, there's nothing nice about that. It's ugly. So get out of that. Be polite, be nice. Develop some good manners, develop some good akhlaq, and then you will see how the world opens up to you. Be the first one to give salam to people, right? And as I told you, if you are so uptight about this thing, and if you are so strict about that, make sure that you are the guy who is saying hi first, so this salam issue doesn't even arise for you in the first place. But I'm sure somebody is going to say, oh, but you see, I don't greet the kufr, I don't greet the kafirs, right? So before we go into all of that, I suggest that you. So therefore, I advise you, and I advise myself, let us develop the best akhlaq that we can do, because this is what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and to fill them with love for Him and for His makhluk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.